love. Actions speak so much louder than words. Actions show that you are trying to be like Christ. There was a conference meeting that Denise was attending by Zoom this past Thursday, I believe. And one of the things that I heard as I was walking by was the theme of next year's annual conference. And it is, this theme is living the story of Jesus all for the glory of God. And this idea of living the story of Jesus just seemed to fit well in what I was trying to say today. Because living is an active verb. Living means you go out there and interact with people. You show them love. You show them encouragement. And if they need help, you give them help. You never know when an opportunity is going to happen. The other day I was coming out of Walmart and we were walking to our car and there was this lady that had, someone had parked one of these drivable scooters too close to her car and she was not able to get into her car. And I've never been on one of those scooters, so I did not know how to actually try and get it to work. But fortunately, I'm still blessed by God with enough strength that I was able to lift the rear end of that thing and move it out of the way so she could actually get in her car. A simple thing, but I could have just walked by there. And it's these opportunities that we are given that show us that God wants us to act like He acted. We're given these opportunities so we can show love. There's so many times when we run into people like this that perhaps need something physical like lifting the end of a scooter. On the other hand, they might just need encouragement, or they might just need to have you listen to them. Sometimes there's nothing that you can do to help the way another person, help another person in their life. There's nothing you can physically do like Elijah today. There's nothing you can physically do to change what's going on in their lives. As much as you might want to, there's nothing you can do. But sometimes having that person be able to just talk to you, maybe to complain a little bit, maybe to let them know what's going on in their lives because they don't have anybody to listen to them. That is as much an act of Christianity as any other action we can take. Being silent and listening. Silence is a rather interesting thing. There are some situations where silence is the worst thing you can do. If there's an injustice going on that you can, by your words, change, then you are bound by your Christianity to say those words. But sometimes, like this, There's nothing you can say or do that can change what's going on. And that way, silence is important. One of the people that I have respected for a long time in my life is St. Francis of Assisi. And he has one quote that's attributed to him. It says, "Do all you can to preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words." But when I was reading, I wanted to get those words to that right, so I was checking that this morning. And one of the other things that perhaps I didn't understand until I just, the last statement, was that he said, actions are stronger than words, but silence is stronger than actions. And when I first read that, I did not think of a good situation where that was the case. But what I just said, listening to someone, listening to their troubles, letting them use you is one of the ways that I think silence is very important. We were talking on Wednesday night about the idea of loneliness. And this listening to others is one of the ways we can help combat loneliness. There are so many people out there, so many people that are unable or to come into our services. People we know, we need to remember them, not only by our thoughts and prayers, not only by cards and letters, but just like in the scripture today, we actually need to visit them. Visiting people who cannot be here through no fault of their own is one of the best ways we could show them love. It's so important. Love can be shown to radiate from us if we do it right. We have many ministries, and we are lucky in that we have many ministries in this church that do show love, not only to people in the congregation, but the community. And we should always encourage people who have new ideas on that line. Because there are so many needs in the community that we don't know about. And we need to try and do whatever we can in order to assuage those needs. One of the other parts of the Matthew chapter 25 is, of course, the parable of the talents. And I'm not going to go through that today, but I'm going to take one line from that, or one thought from that. And that thought is, each of us has particular things that we are capable of doing that nobody else can do. And also, each of us has things that we're capable of that we may not have been able to, we may not be able to do them as well as we used to a few years back, but we still can do them. And like I said earlier, I was still blessed with enough strength to lift the end of that heavy cart. And it's because I continue to try and stay active. Use what you have or it'll go away. There's so many of us that are aging or aged, and we know that there are so many things that we did so much better so long ago, and we wish we could do them better, but we still need to try and do them, because they can be a blessing to others. So as long as you're capable of doing something, try and do it. Don't be held back again. God may be giving you an opportunity to show love to others. And if you're given that opportunity, you should never ever say no. Love is the most important thing that Christ taught us when he was here. Love is what binds us together as a congregation, as a church, and love is what can bind the world together if we just let it. It seems so far and so impossible, but each of us can use what we have to show love in our little area. And maybe God will take it and let it spread so that those around us will feel it. And maybe, just maybe, it can spread to the world. We may pray continually that would happen. Because the world desperately, desperately needs Christ's love. Thank you again for the opportunity, and let me close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, you give us each things that we can do. You inspire us. You give us opportunities. Help us to always be available to show your love. Help us to always be available when someone needs your love. Help us to be there always so that we can be worthy of the name Christian. We take it joyfully, but we need to always strive to be worthy of it. As long as you give us life, let us continue to show your love. In Jesus Christ's holy name I pray. Amen.
Let's all stand for our closing hymn, Breathe on Me, Breath of God.